Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we are in Isaiah chapter 31 and 32. From here on out, we'll be taking the rest of the book of Isaiah two chapters at a time. So let's listen into Faith Comes by Hearing's readings of Isaiah chapter 31 and 32.
Isaiah 31.
Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help and rely on horses, who trust in chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong, but do not look to the Holy One of Israel or consult the Lord. And yet he is wise and brings disaster. He does not call back his words, but will arise against the house of the evildoers and against the helpers of those who work iniquity. The Egyptians are man and not God, and their horses are flesh and not spirit. When the Lord stretches out his hand, the helper will stumble, and he who is helped will fall, and they will all perish together. For thus the Lord said to me,
as a lion or a young lion growls over his prey, and when a band of shepherds is called out against him, he is not terrified by their shouting or daunted at their noise. So the Lord of hosts will come down to fight on Mount Zion and on its hill. Like birds hovering, so the Lord of hosts will protect Jerusalem. He will protect and deliver it. He will spare and rescue it.
Turn to him from whom people have deeply revolted, O children of Israel. For in that day everyone shall cast away his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which your hands have sinfully made for you.
And the Assyrians shall fall by a sword, not of man, and a sword not of man shall devour him. And he shall flee from the sword, and his young men shall be put to forced labor. His rock shall pass away in terror, and his officers desert the standard in panic.
Declares the Lord, whose fire is in Zion, and whose furnace is in Jerusalem.
Isaiah 32.
Behold, a king will reign in righteousness, and princes will rule in justice. Each will be like a hiding place from the wind, a shelter from the storm, like streams of water in a dry place, like the shade of a great rock in a weary land. Then the eyes of those who see will not be closed, and the ears of those who hear will give attention. The heart of the hasty will understand and know, and the tongue of the stammerers will hasten to speak distinctly. The fool will no more be called noble, nor the scoundrel said to be honorable, for the fool speaks folly, and his heart is busy with iniquity, to practice ungodliness, to utter error concerning the Lord, to leave the craving of the hungry unsatisfied, and to deprive the thirsty of drink. As for the scoundrel, his devices are evil. He plans wicked schemes to ruin the poor with lying words, even when the plea of the needy is right. But he who is noble plans noble things, and on noble things he stands. Rise up, you women who are at ease, hear my voice. You complacent daughters, give ear to my speech. In little more than a year you will shudder, you complacent women, for the grape harvest fails. The fruit harvest will not come. Tremble, you women who are at ease. Shudder, you complacent ones. Strip and make yourselves bare and tie sackcloth round your waist. Beat your breasts for the pleasant fields, for the fruitful vine, for the soil of my people growing up in thorns and briars. Yes, for all the joyous houses in the exultant city. For the palace is forsaken, the populous city deserted. The hill and the watchtower will become dens forever, a joy of wild donkeys, a pasture of flocks. Until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is deemed a forest. Then justice will dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness abide in the fruitful field. And the effect of righteousness will be peace, and the result of righteousness, quietness and trust forever.
My people will abide in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings and in quiet resting places. And it will hail when the forest falls down, and the city will be utterly laid low. Happy are you who sow beside all waters, who let the feet of the ox and the donkey range free.
In my personal Bible reading journals of both 1991 and 2001, I read these chapters, but I didn't really write anything about them. So let's move to 2011. There I read 31 through 33 on the same day, and I wrote, "Trust in man or God." 31 makes the case to trust in God over man every time. Walk by faith in God, not by sight in man. And then I wrote, "Women take for granted the blessings of the Lord until they're removed." And that's chapter 32, verses 9 through 14. Then I continued to write, "When the Spirit returns, we experience fruit of the land, justice, righteousness, peace, quietness, trust." And I was referring to chapter 32, verses 15 through 18. So let's go back to chapter 31 for a very important principle in the Word of God. Though Isaiah is referring to Egypt here, we can think about the people or things we depend on today. So let's read these verses and replace Egypt with something that we maybe depend on for ourselves this day. Beginning with verse 1 of chapter 31, "Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help and rely on horses, who trust in chariots because they are many and in horsemen because they are very strong, but do not look to the Holy One of Israel or consult the Lord." Verse 3, "The Egyptians are man and not God, and their horses are flesh and not spirit. When the Lord stretches out his hand, the helper will stumble, and he who is helped will fall, and they will all perish together." So when you're in trouble, who do you depend on? Israel was depending on Egypt to save them. And God says, "No, Egypt is not going to save you. I am going to save you." So who is your Egypt today? Is it your job? Is it your family? Is it the government? Who do you look to when you're in trouble to get you out of your situation? Do you look to man or do you look to God? After Isaiah admonishes Israel for looking to Egypt or looking to man, he gives them the solution in verse 4 of chapter 31. "For thus the Lord said to me, as a lion or a young lion growls over his prey, and when a band of shepherds is called out against him, he is not terrified by their shouting or daunted at their noise. So the Lord of hosts will come down to fight on Mount Zion and on its hill. Like birds hovering, so the Lord of hosts will protect Jerusalem. He will protect and deliver it. He will spare it and rescue it. Turn to him from whom people have deeply revolted, O children of Israel. For in that day everyone shall cast away his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which your hands have sinfully made for you." So Isaiah gives Israel the solution here in chapter 31, and he gives us the same solution today. We are not to depend on men or man or this world to get us out of situations or circumstances. We are to turn our eyes toward the Lord and depend on the Lord of hosts who will deliver us. Let's pay particular attention to verse 6. "Turn to him from whom people have deeply revolted." We have so much ungodliness today, so much anti-God today, but we as Christians need to turn to the Lord for our solutions. What are you facing this very day? What is the challenge that is before you and your life today? Are you looking to the world for a solution? Or are you looking to the Word? Or are you looking to God for your solution? It's pretty clear here in Isaiah 31, we need to turn our eyes back to the Lord. Chapter 32, verses 15 through 18, tell us what happens when we call upon the Lord, when the Holy Spirit is the one who we depend on to resolve our conflicts. It says this, "Until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is deemed a forest, then justice will dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness abide in the fruitful field, and the effect of righteousness will be peace, and the result of righteousness, quietness and trust forever. My people will abide in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings, and in quiet resting places." Oh, the difference between the cares of this world and the peace of God when we depend on Him. So today, Lord, we turn our attention to You. Or for some of us, maybe we are turning our attention back to You. Maybe we're under the circumstances. Maybe we're in the midst of a difficult trial. Lord, keep my eyes fixed on you. Don't let the world and the idolatry of this world try to tell me that it can solve my problems. You and you alone can solve my problems today. We ask, Lord, that you intervene. Show yourself. Deliver us from anything we're facing today as we call upon you, as this chapter reminds us to do. And when you respond, when you answer, may we be careful to give you all the praise and all the glory. For it's in Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.